How many are in the Word and into God?
Amen.
How many are into the supernatural?
Amen.
Somebody say, we're celebrating,
celebrating the
supernatural.
Supernatural.
Somebody say, glory to Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, He is so good, isn't He? Isn't He wonderful? Go to Joshua. Chapter 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't He wonderful?
Amen.
And Joshua rose up early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel enlarged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Somebody say hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, go for it.
Go for it.
Say it again. Go for it.
Go for it.
Well, some of you have come out from where you've been. Amen. You've been camping out for a couple days. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say 3 days. Nothing happening. Somebody say praise the Lord. Men dead, just resting. Somebody say, just waiting. So say, but when do you move? When do you know when you go from one place to the next place, when everything's set still and it seems like nothing's been happening, when do you know it's time to go forward? Some say,
when you see
the presence of God. Oh, you people are quiet tonight.
Hallelujah.
You people are real quiet tonight. See, there's a lot of noise you can hear. Amen. You don't want to follow noise. You don't want to follow hype. You don't want to follow a crowd. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord told them, listen, these are people that were to go over to the promised land. And someone said, Lord, if you don't go with me, I don't want to go. You know, if your spirit doesn't lead me, if you won't go, hey, I'm not going to go where your spirit doesn't want to go. Amen. Say, I want it with the fullness. And He told the people, listen, when you see the Ark of the Covenant, and the Ark represented the presence of God. When you see the presence of God and the priests and the Levites bearing it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say when you see sanctifying people bearing the presence of God. When you see that, then, somebody say then. I like what Gloria says. She says, it flows down. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, it flows down.
It flows down.
Then ye shall remove. Somebody say, move. Somebody say, move. Say it again. Move.
Move.
Say, when the Spirit gets to moving,
when the Spirit gets to moving,
let it move.
Hallelujah.
Say, when the anointed is on the move, you need to get on the move. Don't sit in your place. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So say, then
you shall
remove. Because we're in this thing together.
Hallelujah.
When the presence of God gets on the anointed, and you're anointed, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when you see the presence of God get on people, and you know, and that covenant, the presence of God, the anointing of God's taking them someplace. Amen. It's altering things and changing things. Somebody say, that's when you let it get on you. Don't let the anointing of God just get in the church.
Amen.
And change things around the church and change the pastor and change the ministries. Amen? But when you see it happening here, somebody say, take it home. And allow it to remove you from your place.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
You're not hearing me tonight.
Hallelujah.
I better confess it. You're hearing me.
Yes.
You're hearing me. I got good news for you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That was a powerful word that Brother Jesse, when he said about repentance, the difference between a word of conviction causes you to repent to good things.
Yes.
Conviction will cause you to repent to good things, but condemnation will also cause you to repent. But it'll turn you around from going the right way with God.
Amen.
If you get under condemnation and something that's not right that causes you to change, somebody say amen.
Amen.
When it wasn't from God that wanted you to do that, you're just turning from what's the right path for you. Somebody say, don't you repent. Amen. Under condemnation and a whole bunch of mess and getting legalism and all this other mess, you'll miss God's best for you.
Amen.
You better walk straight forward. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I ain't going to let nobody
turn me around.
Well, anybody, you know, you better find out what God said and stick to it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I've heard the voice of heaven. Amen. And it's got me in the right track. Amen. You just keep walking. You'll get to where God wants you to get. You better not. Amen. You better learn the voice of the Holy Ghost. You better learn to discern that for yourself. Amen. Because people will come and trip you up. You'll be trying to walk, and before you know it, you've been beat up and destroyed and worn out, not going anywhere. You're not this. You're not that. You know, you'll never. Come on now. I'm trying to encourage you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Preach it.
Condemnation will just chase you from your blessing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God didn't come that way. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost convict you. Amen. Yeah. This lady likes it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But the blessing of God will keep you on track. You need to learn to look at people and say, you're trying to get me to repent from going the right way. We're going on. Somebody say hallelujah. When you see the presence of God, some say the presence, on the priests and on the Levites, somebody say hallelujah. Ooh, when it gets there, I guess that's a real sign when it starts to happen there. Amen.
Amen.
It's one thing, you know, when saints get blessed. Amen. We're all saints, priests, and Levites. Amen.
Amen.
But it's one thing, you know, it's easier to get a saint blessed than it is a preacher sometimes.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that?
Thank you, Jesus.
Even the Bible says, amen. He said, listen, in the Bible, Paul said, listen, I believe he puts the apostles last. He puts them last in certain things and makes them a spectacle. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People think that you get the ministry, you start to look all good. No, God wears them out. Amen. He puts them last. Sometimes they look the brokest. Look, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All the blessings roll around. They see everybody else getting it. Amen.
Amen.
You preaching, everybody else get it. You don't see it anywhere. Amen.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, the ones you preach it to, who are you going to preach to me? I'm doing better than you. Don't you know it's the word that got you where you're at?
Amen.
And I can't get mine until you all get yours.
Glory,
somebody say hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to learn something tonight, people.
Amen.
We're going to learn something tonight. We got to learn how God does things. Amen. So he blesses you first. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So in that area, somebody say, he didn't want you to cross over. Ooh, it's good tonight. I'm getting some stuff here, people.
Glory to God.
I'm getting some stuff here for you and some stuff here for me. This morning he was talking about, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 14. Your wives, your little children, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, almighty men of valor, and help them. So I'm saying, after you get where you're going, you better help somebody else.
Amen.
See, there are certain, see, we go to levels. It's a, somebody say, this is a covenant.
This is a covenant.
We're all out to make it together. It's not God's will that anybody be left behind. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
When waves come, everybody needs to get a dose of it. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Before we go to the next level. See, there are certain people, I got mine, I'm finished, I'm out. I got my breakthrough, I got my miracle. God brought me out. You know, they get in here. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
All worn out, messed up, destroyed, you know, just as broke. Amen. Hear the good word of God. God bless them. Turn it around. Amen. Coming in the negative. I mean, good Lord, it shouldn't even have had an account. Amen.
Amen.
God turned around, amen, and all of a sudden, hey, we made it, we've arrived. And before somebody say, when you arrive, don't you put down your weapons? It took me a long time. People say, it took me a long time to get here. We had to fight the fight of faith. And we fought the fight of faith, and we finally made it. Some say, the battle's not over yet. As long as you got brothers and sisters still believing, still trying, amen, still confessing, still getting there. Somebody say, you better not put down your weapon. Say, I'm still using the same kind of faith. I just thank God I don't have to use it for myself as much as I have to use it for you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I like that thing. It's more blessed to give than receive. What does that mean? I'd rather be always to the one where somebody say, anybody, I need $20. I'd rather be the one to say, hey, I got it for you, than the one to say, hey, I need it.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to say, thank God.
Thank God.
I like that. I won't be on the other side. Amen. Somebody say, it's much more blessed
to give
than receive. That's where God wants us to be. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now listen, it said, listen, don't you dare put down your weapons before your brethren, armed men and almighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord have given your brethren rest. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We better learn something. Somebody say, glory to God. Say, the battle's not over till everybody wins.
Amen.
Well, I got mine. I'm ready to camp out now. You know, we just sit here. We don't have to praise him as hard anymore. You know, when we broke, we really praise him hard. You know, when we really need something. Amen. I mean, you at prayer every morning when you're going through. Amen. And after you made it, things subside. I got the job. I don't got time. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Already got the house. Already got the car. Somebody say hallelujah. Already got it together. I don't need it. Somebody say, when you're desperate, it causes you to do all kind of stuff. But when we arrive, somebody say, hallelujah. Oh, we've made it. It's not necessary to go through all that. You let something happen. See your butt up here.
Yeah.
You know, for the, I mean, sometimes you wouldn't even want to leave church. Amen?
Amen.
I'm here. You know, some of you see him, you know, oh, I'm not Brother Richard. I'm not talking about you, Brother Richard. Amen. I don't want you to even think that way. Amen. But some of you just say, oh, something must be going real bad. Amen. Don't tell me your job again. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, job again? Yep. Amen. Somebody say, you better not stop. Say, I'm not going to stop shouting. I'm not going to stop believing. I'm not going to stop confessing. Amen. Till you all made it. Until the Lord have given your brothers rest, as he have given you, and they also have passed the land which the Lord your God have given them, then ye shall return unto your own land of possession and enjoy it. Somebody say, glory to God. So you might got it, and somebody wondering, I got all this stuff, but I'm not able to enjoy it yet. I got the car, but I'm not enjoying it. I got the house, I'm not enjoying it. I got the job, but I'm not enjoying life. I still can't get happy. What's the problem? Then they start singing a song, earthly things don't satisfy. Yeah, they do if you do it right.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. God wants you. He says he gives you all blessings to enjoy.
That's right.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Nothing wrong. The blessings are meant to cause you to enjoy them. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And if you're not enjoying the blessings of God, something's wrong.
Amen.
Somebody say, God gives me good things.
God gives me good things.
To enjoy.
To enjoy. Thank you, God.
Somebody say
hallelujah.
And if you're not enjoying it, somebody say, that means it's somebody else. Somebody say, you're trying to rest too early. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You're trying to camp out too early, you know. Trying to look cute too soon. Somebody say, somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
I always say, I don't want to get blessed, you know, unless I'm able to take somebody with me. I don't want that big house and have no friends that come up and sit with me.
Amen.
And enjoy it with me. Y'all want to go eat? No, we can't afford it. No. Make it to the top and you get stomped on so many people on the way and you up there all by yourself. Somebody say, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Till you've all made it. See, you need to tell somebody else, I was where you're at. You're not saying you're better than somebody else. Come on. I was going through. Amen. And look what God did. You know what? Faith did it. They say, well, people say, well, you're different than I am. Well, maybe I am, but I'm not going to rest until you get yours too.
Amen.
So me with you is a little bit better than what I had.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't rest. Somebody say, after they've gotten there. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
you can have a little break. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. After they've gotten there, somebody say, after the anointing reaches them all, amen, after reward comes. See, after every battle, there's always a reward. After, somebody say, after every battle, you always get spoils. You never get spoils until you go through a battle. You got to battle something to get some spoils. Somebody say hallelujah. You're not going to get spoiled until you learn to spoil. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say enjoying the spoils. Holy Ghost told me, you know, I'm going to bless you so much, some people are going to get mad. They're going to have to get over it. So say, don't hate me because I'm blessed.
Don't hate me because I'm blessed.
I can't help it.
So say,
glory to God. So they're going, well, how did that happen? They don't know what you've been through. They don't know how God did it. They don't know how it shows up. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, glory to God. How'd you like to have that? Somebody say, what is going on? I can't understand it. You didn't see the battle. Glory to God. See, that's the thing about certain things you go through, don't nobody know but you. Don't nobody see but you. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. Or they try not to see. Amen. But when God rewards, everybody sees. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, open rewards,
for
hidden battles. Somebody say, the God that sees in secret. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I mean, there's a lot of stuff done in secret. You never even know what happened. Working behind you. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody said, the God that sees in secret, he saw the battle you faced in secret. Somebody say, hallelujah. He gonna reward you openly, amen, even for the things you didn't see. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. After he have given them rest, then ye shall return, somebody say return, unto your own land. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. See, certain people don't know I got mine already. Somebody say, you don't know it, amen. See, but I'm not to return to my own land until everybody's got some rest. Glory to God. Until then, you shall return to your land of possession and shall, and somebody say, and enjoy it. Now, you know there are seasons of enjoyment. Y'all don't realize that. There are, we've gone through several of them. Amen. Don't you know there's an anointing? There's a time in your life that comes, amen, after the battle's over, after everybody's made it. You say, what does God want to do now? He said, I don't want you to do nothing. Sit back, have a cup of tea. Somebody say, enjoy it. Some say, anointed to enjoy what God has done. I just need a break. Don't worry about it. It's coming. And God believes in that. Somebody say, he believes in rest and relaxation. Amen. Some say, 7 years.
7 years.
I prophesy and I speak at the seventh year, 2004. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's going to be so much happening. Somebody say, you did nothing to do but relax. Somebody say, and just enjoy it. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, enjoy it. Somebody say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And you know that God called the seventh day, somebody say, the day of rest. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, there's a day of rest coming. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, joy is coming.
Joy is coming.
You're going to enjoy it. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, enjoy it.
Enjoy.
You can enjoy life. You can enjoy life. You can enjoy life. God's putting something together right now. He's trying to get it all together. You just cooperate with it when it's all done. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to go back and enjoy it. As you're working on somebody else's stuff, there are angels working on your stuff. Some of you don't even know where it is. They're working on it. Amen. After somebody say, there are certain people say, you build my house, I'll build your house. I've seen God do it. Amen. And after it's all done, you say, now I got to go back. Somebody say, it's already done. Go back and enjoy. Somebody say, enjoy. Say, enter ye into my rest. How many are you ready to enter into the rest of the Lord? Say, I prophesy that I'm going to enjoy God's best. I'm not going to be all, not going to let people wig me out about it. Get all upset and see your battle. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, enjoy. That's a good word for you. Your storm is passing. Hallelujah. Good things are coming. And those good things are going to get there. And God says, it's not just enough that's going to be in front of your face. We're going to put a supernatural blessing on you to cause you to enjoy it. You ever seen people that know how to enjoy things? Certain people can have anything. They don't get anything out of it. Amen. But there are certain people, boy, you put a piece of chocolate in front of them, they're going to eat that chocolate and enjoy it. That's a blessing. There are certain people that wear stuff, they can wear it, they'll meet. Amen. Come on. But you put on them shoes or do whatever God wants you to do. Somebody say, you enjoy it.
You enjoy it.
So we know that God's going to cause us to enjoy some things. Somebody say, hallelujah. But when do you move on from there? Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, from glory to glory. Taking it to the next level. Oh, I'm enjoying life with y'all. Amen. Isn't it just fun? Isn't it just fun? Pat somebody on the back and say, I'm enjoying life with you. Look at somebody and say, are you enjoying this life? Say, you need to hang with me because I know how to enjoy life.
You need to hang with me.
You don't enjoy life. Say, we're going to celebrate it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The joy of the Lord is your strength. God's doing some great things in your life. You're supposed to enjoy it. Come out of that rut. Come out of that condemnation. Come out of all that mess. Glory to God. You enjoy what God is doing. The devil's a liar. You aren't supposed to be stressed out and wigged out. God's done some stuff for you. Hallelujah. Enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Enjoy it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I command you to enjoy it in the name of God. Look around and see it. Somebody say, put a smile on your face. What's wrong? I'm enjoying what God's doing.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm in the joy of the Lord. Ooh, somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Say, you're not going to steal
my joy.
See, God didn't set you free, got you going into stuff that you never thought you'd be into. All of a sudden, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? You all happy today, trying to take your smile, trying to take your joy? Say, I'm going to enjoy this. God did it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen. Now I gotta let you go. Somebody say the next level. So say the next level. There's an anointing in this place. Huh? Yes, it's good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's good.
You enjoy life in the name of Jesus. The anointing on you to enjoy.
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 Smile. Smile. Enjoy, my brother. I love you.
Love you too.
Enjoy. Enjoy. Hallelujah. The weight off your back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stress gone. Anxiety gone. You enjoy it. Glory to God. You enjoy it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're supposed to enjoy life. Glory to God. Enjoy. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Enjoy. Enjoy what God is doing. And oh, glory to God. Enjoy in the eye. Enjoy. 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 Don't let the devil steal your joy. Enjoy what God is doing. Enjoy what God is doing. Enjoy what the Lord is doing. Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy. Enjoy. Enjoy the blessing of God. It took him a long way to get you where you are. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy what the Lord has done. Enjoy what the Lord has done. He's done great and mighty things. Enjoy. Hey, Elaboshata. Enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Enjoy it. It's all right. It's good. It's good. It's good. Oh, la la ba da da bo shikina ha. Ooh, you better get drunk to enjoy it.
Thank you, Jesus.
You hear me? You better get drunk. Hey, hey, Brother Mike, enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You better get, I'd be drunk if I were you. God's about to do something. Let me tell you what, when God starts to tell you to get drunk, that means something's too big for you to handle. Before he does surgery, he puts a little bit of, you know, laughing gas in there so he can pull some teeth or do whatever he's got to do. Amen. So you can handle it. Somebody say hallelujah. You ever notice before they give somebody some big news that might put them out, they say, you might want to take a drink. Somebody say, God's got something good for you that you might need to take a Holy Ghost drink before you get it. Or you won't get it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We have in church. Glory to God. Hey, little brother. Enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I love you. Hallelujah. Enjoy it. Don't let the devil convict you. I tell you to enjoy this life that God gave you. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Thank you, Jesus. Whoo. People worried about where you're at, what's going on, and all this kind of stuff. Glory to God. God said, you better not get caught up in that mess. Enjoy what he's done. Enjoy what he's done. Enjoy it. Keep on rolling and enjoy it. Glory to God. Holler, they just mad because they ain't got no joy. Enjoy it. Some say, not only did he do it, but he gave me an anointing to enjoy it. Hallelujah. Some say, thank you, Jesus. Now, thank you, Jesus. I hope the anointing of God's
thank
on you.
You
now, listen. And when you see the covenant of the Lord your God, ho, 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 ho. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, there is something there, people. Somebody say, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go. Somebody say, go. After it.
After.
See, the anointing of God just goes. Somebody say, after the rest.
After
the wave. Brother Jesse had a vision. Quickly, Jesse, get this mic. Chris, you might need to run in that section. The anointing of God's on. We got to learn to run around here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And quickly, tell us about that vision that you had real quickly. Y'all catch this stuff. Hold on, he's coming quickly.
Okay, about 2 or 3 months ago, I had a dream. It's probably actually a little longer ago than that. And I woke up, and the dream was just this image of this huge, gigantic wave. And I woke up and just had this impression, you know, this kind of, and it was this kind of wave only happens once in a lifetime. And at the time, I was not sure what it all was about. I didn't necessarily think of anything spiritual, but it had an impact on me. And I just thought it was strange. And then a few weeks ago, God was talking to me about waves. And sometimes we look at things and situations, and sometimes God's moving in a wave, and things are so easy, and all you got to do is ride it. And sometimes it doesn't feel like there's a wave. And you can do all these things. And he said, well, two of the biggest mistakes people can make is, one, blame themselves when it doesn't seem like anything's happening because there's not a wave. And number two, when they're on a wave, taking credit for all that's happening, not realizing they're just going with the flow. You know what I'm saying? But there's a wave coming. And I just have such an anticipation. And I told Pastor Rod, it's like, you know, if you've ever been in the ocean, right after a wave and right before the next wave, right? And right before the next wave, it feels like nothing's happened. And even more than that, it's like it's sucking you out. You know, you just feel like it's just sucking you and draining you, and but you're, it's preparation for what's to come.
You're doing good. If you've looked at a wave, we actually went to Galveston to look at waves. When we got to work, we went to Galveston just to look at a wave. Amen.
It's true. And the, that was basically the vision. The other thing, though, is one thing you definitely don't want to do is right before a wave, you don't want to turn around and go the wrong direction. Amen? The wave is coming, and you want to be in the right direction to take advantage of it. Amen? Amen. It's a powerful force. When God's moving in a movement like that, you don't want to try to oppose it, or go against it, or have the let the devil cause you to lose hope, because it's very strong. In fact, a wave can be a very dangerous thing. In fact, if you were to actually see in real life a wave on the scale of this dream, it would kill anything that would be near it. It was just gigantic. Yeah. Yeah. Literally, it was huge. I had nothing to compare it to because all I saw was the wave, but I know it was extremely big. But God is going to help us as we learn to obey His voice. And we can ride that wave. We can be a part of what God's doing. So a lot of times I'll say things about being a part, God including us on His plan. And it's not something we have to work up in the flesh. It's just about being where God wants you to be. And at one minute, it seems like nothing's happening. And the next, you're on a wave and you can't stop it. And what God, the other last thing that God was sharing with me about that is, when you are on a wave, there's a whole new problem. You know, it's easy to sit on a surfboard, and I don't surf, okay? But it's easy to sit on a surfboard and float around the water when nothing's happening. But when that wave hits, you got to learn a whole new skill to be able to stay on top. And if you've ever seen a surfer, you know it's a real easy thing to fall. Amen? It's real easy. It's takes a lot of skill to stay up there. And we know that the devil will do anything he can to distract us and cause us to lose heart or to fall. But we know that God's there to empower us. But when the wave comes and you're a part of something that huge, it's going to be easy to fall because it's so big. You know, it's so easy to, you know, we're just people. And when you're on top of what God's doing and you see further and you see from a little bit higher perspective, you start to think that you're something better than what you are. But the last thing I want to say about a wave is we don't always know where they come from, but they always end. They don't last forever. God moves in waves. And I know that there have been waves in the past, and they've ended. And they've been to varying degrees. But I know without a doubt that there is a wave coming, and we're very close to it. And God wants you to be a part of it. Amen.
This is a very prophetic meeting. There's a lot happening. Hold on just a bit longer. You're going to catch something. And if I were you, I'd write down notes and remember this. Amen. Jesse said something else, and he repeated it as he was talking. He said, if you want to ride a wave like you're surfing, you're going to have to be on top of it. So say, on top of things. Not control. You can't control a wave, but you can be on top of it and get somewhere. See, there are a lot of people that the wave comes, they don't do anything but get broken up. But those that are expecting it and ready, somebody say hallelujah, they can get on top of the wave and ride it. Some say, I want to be on top of it. Usually water walkers are on top of things. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. This woman's got the joy. That's God. Hallelujah. She's excited. Water walkers are on top of things so they can catch the waves. So if you're already walking on the water, somebody say hallelujah. When the wave comes, you'll be on top of it. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Last thing I want to hit with you. You have to catch it. You have to catch it. You have to catch it. Because he might not say it again. So say, when you see the Ark of the Covenant pass. See, there are certain things, the anointing's been on that, amen. And then it lifts, and it's moving on to something else. So you got to learn the ways of God. You know, hey, that's the old thing. You know, he's going to do it just like this. There are certain people stuck in old dead churches because something happened there a long time ago. Old people doing old routine stuff, singing songs that just is dead. Don't mean nothing, amen, but they still there, amen, ain't nothing happening, amen. The wave didn't come and gone, but they still stuck out there in swampland. See, we could get stuck too if we just think, well, it's the way it happened for them. Well, whoop-de-doo, amen. Some say, we're going to go with what? Some say,
when you see
the presence of God go on. See, you need to follow the presence of God. Some say, then you shall remove. Somebody say, hallelujah. And follow it. When you feel that passion, you can see the excitement and all the ingredients of God. Somebody say hallelujah. When all the ingredients of God, excitement, joy, peace, satisfaction, amen, contentment with God, wholeness, completeness, you know, you just feel good and you're excited about God. Looks like God's there, huh? Doesn't it? You can tell when God's in something, amen. And you know, there are certain people who think that God's in something just because some people tell them. But you should know it yourself.
Amen.
There are a whole lot of people stuck up in churches that are just not every Catholic church, but a lot of dead Catholic churches. Amen.
Amen.
Because the priests are telling them over and over again, God is in this. This is where God's at. They don't feel anything. They don't sense anything. Nothing happening. Amen. But because they're letting the preacher tell them that God is in it. Amen. And they're not going from what they know on the inside of their own heart. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
They miss it. You got to know. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've got to know. People will get you off because you know what? There are a lot of, I've been through some waves when I was in one wave and the next wave came. And when the new wave came, everybody was in the old thing. Amen. You know, you better not get caught up with them faith people. Name it, claim it, blab it, crap. It's just selfishness, you know. Then when people started getting baptized in the Holy Ghost, you speaking in them tongues is of the devil. Tongues is of the devil. Tongues is of, anybody ever heard that? You caught that stuff, amen. The last wave always persecutes the new wave.
Amen.
Amen. The last wave always persecutes the last wave, the new wave. Some say, but when you see the glory pass on. Some say, it's not there to stay. It's there. Some say, we're supposed to go from glory. Some say, from glory,
from glory.
To glory. God's trying to take you someplace. Nations, church, I'm telling you what God's going to do in the future, ain't nothing that's been done before in the past. We're going from glory to glory.
Amen.
Where? Who knows? All we know is he's there, that's where we're going. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you glad we're not worshiping the way they used to worship 300 years ago?
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Stuck up some little tent, wood building, amen, with some old lady on the organ pumping it, amen. When the roll, come on now.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? And if Jesus was here, he wouldn't get back into that. Not saying it was bad. For then, it was all right.
Amen.
Amen. But Jesus is progressive. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he came, he got into the new stuff. He wasn't in all that old stuff. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He came. Somebody say a new covenant.
New covenant.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Said, behold, I'm going to do, somebody say a new thing. And then, about, you know, years ago, people were saying, I'm going to do a new thing. Everything looked just as old. That ain't nothing new. Somebody say hallelujah.
We'll say a new thing. When you see the presence of God, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the priests and Levites, I like that. God chose the priests and Levites. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
They were just born into it. When you see that, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. See, we were talking to so many preachers. We were talking to Ruthie and Jane and different people, different ones. And most of the people that have been in the thing for a while say, I don't really discern anything happening. A lot of stuff is going on, but really nothing happening all over the place. Amen. And we're just sitting up here saying, that's God. Leave it alone. Wait. Leave it alone and wait and watch what God does. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If it's moved on, wait, follow it.
Amen.
Yet there shall be, somebody say, yet there shall be a space. You better learn something about this people. Somebody say reverence.
Reverence.
Reverence. Now, pick this up. You got two scriptures I'm trying to teach you tonight. I'm trying to give you instruction for the next wave. Yeah, you're right, girl.
Amen.
Trying to give you instruction for the next wave. When you see the glory pass by, you're supposed to get up and follow it. But as you're following, somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah.
There shall be a space between you and it, and about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which you must go. For ye have not passed. Oh, I love this is God, people. Because people, somebody say, you have not passed this way before. Back up. See, sometimes you just don't understand it. See, people think, I've seen it before. You get familiar, glory to God. Hey, I've seen God move before. You get all familiar. You say, you better back up. Amen. You better put some space there. Amen. You better be careful. You haven't gone this way before. See, if I've seen it before, well, you've probably seen it before because you've been around the block a couple times. I'm not going around the block. I'm going forward. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, we have not been this way before. That's one of the things. Somebody say, there are certain things. I'm going to tell you straight up. There are some things that God wants to do for you. He's even given them to me in songs, but I don't want to sing it because it's been difficult, amen, to even get it out. He said, it's hard. You can't even believe it. There's some things so big. Amen, amen. You're going to have to increase your faith because you're not going to be able to believe it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That song, actually, I got it from the Holy Ghost. We were singing, I'm blessed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And we say, can't you see what he's done for me? Really, it's you can't believe what he's done to me. Amen. You won't believe what he's done to me. Amen. There's certain things, amen, that God's about to do that the average person is not going to be able to believe it.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say, beyond your faith.
Beyond your faith.
That's going to really shake up some faith people. See, there's some faith people say, oh, I know everything's going to happen. Oh, yes, I do. No, you don't. Glory to God. There's some things that are beyond you. God is bigger than you. You don't know it all. Amen. Maybe in that little thing that you were into before, you could figure it all out, how good it can be. Amen. But God's got some ways of surprising you. Amen. You don't know all the tricks. You don't got it always wrapped up. You don't. Amen. He is, somebody say, limitless. You better open your expectation out there. Amen. All you got to say is God is good. Amen. You know, and you know what? We know that he's endlessly good. Amen. But you just don't know. Somebody say, you have not passed this way before, and it's all right. It's all right.
It's all right.
See, I'm not out there walking with God. You say, where are you going? I have no idea. I've never passed this way before. I just know Jesus. Somebody say, don't you, now what you going to do next? I don't know. I haven't been here before. Neither have you. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Back up. See, there's some people when the Ark of God's traveling, they reach out. There were a couple people that died. Somebody talked about dying Friday night, but they really don't know how people die. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
People die when they put their hands on stuff they don't have any business putting their hands on.
Amen.
The Ark of Covenant was passing by, amen, and it looked like the Ark was shaking a little bit, and they thought, we better help it out. Somebody say, hey, carelessly helping out the anointing of God, because there were some people that were anointed to carry the ark. See, in the Bible, there were only people, certain people were only allowed to carry the ark of God,
yeah,
to carry certain anointings and to carry the presence of God.
Amen.
And these people were carrying the presence of God. They were anointed of God to carry the presence of God. And all of a sudden, they started to trip a little bit and look like they were about to fall. Amen. And somebody just reached out their hand to help them. Amen. And put their hands on the Ark of the Covenant to help that thing from falling. Amen. And you know what happened? God put their lights out right then and there. They died. Amen. Trying to steady the Ark of God. Look at somebody and say, God can handle it. So say, back up. So say, thank you, Jesus. You look like you're going to fall under that. You can't handle it. That ain't my business. Amen. If I can't, that's his will for me to amen, not to handle it. Amen. Somebody say, back up. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Read your Bible. Mm-hmm. Read your Bible. Now listen, when you see it pass on, there shall be a space between you and it, and thou and 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know by the way by which you must go. For ye have not passed this way hitherto. Somebody say hallelujah. See, there are certain things you see better when you back up. See, there are certain things you see better when you back up a little bit. When you all into stuff, all you're seeing is the flesh. You're seeing stupid stuff. But if you just back up and get where you belong, you'll be able to see God a little bit better. Somebody say hallelujah. See, when you get too close, and it's not, you know, come on, you can get close, but I'm talking about familiar. You don't know, you don't know where you're going when you get familiar. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, he said, then you'll know where you're going. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So you can't see, you ever gotten so close that you lose your way? Glory to God. You just back up a little bit in Holy Ghost reverence. Amen. You'll start to see where you're going. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, there are certain people that are nearsighted, certain people that are farsighted. You better back up so you can see. Somebody say, hallelujah. You getting anything? Come not near to that ye that may go. You have not passed this way before. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself. And I'm prophesying this to you tonight. For tomorrow, someone say hallelujah. The Lord will do wonders among you. Somebody say hallelujah. Sanctify yourself, because tomorrow God's going to do some wonders before you. And I'm going to tell you what that word sanctify really is. Somebody say hallelujah. See, certain people think it's getting just religious. I'm sanctified. No, dummy. Somebody say hallelujah. He's not talking about getting religious. When you got saved, you got whiter than snow. It's Jesus, your hope of righteousness. Come on. Somebody say hallelujah. The minute you think you can do it yourself is the minute you just got just dirty. Amen. It's God that's your hope and your righteousness. Amen. You'll never be clean enough. It's his blood that washes you whiter than snow. His grace and his mercy, his power and his love. And that's the only thing that will do it for you. Amen? Somebody say, sanctify yourself. Sanctify means separate. Come on now, church. Somebody say, hallelujah. That just means, see, God will do some stuff in you and you find people getting mad and stepping off. You don't realize it. You think that people just ditching you. You don't know. God just sanctifying. He just separated you from unbelief. Amen. He just separated you from doubt. Glory to God. He just, somebody say, separate.
Separate.
They don't talk to me no more. Don't worry about it, brother. God just sanctified you. Somebody say hallelujah. I've been sanctified from that. Somebody say glory to God. What happened? I got sanctified. And you don't realize when stuff starts ditching off. Amen. All of a sudden, God gets you, go through some stuff. You go through some fire. Some of the sanctification comes when you go through fire. That's when you find out who the real ones are, where the real friends are. Amen. Where real faith is. Amen. Where real belief is. Amen. It's easy to be a good friend. Somebody say fair weather friend. When things are fair and things are going real, they right with you. Amen. But you let some fire come, let some heat come, Amen. They're gone. Somebody say, fire sanctifies.
Amen.
You let something terrible happen. Amen. When you looking sanctified, you looking great, you looking religious, you looking saved, and everybody right there with you. We right with you, but you let something happen. Amen. Somebody say, sanctify.
Sanctify. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody think, oh yeah, we're going to get sanctified. Maybe from you, glory to God. Somebody say, sanctified, separated. Anybody went through some waves and found yourself sanctified? You ever went through something you didn't, they didn't understand it? What, you're just not the same. Glory to God. And all of a sudden, God didn't sanctify you. You don't talk the same way. Amen. Not that you were trying to be better than anybody else. Just something changed in you, and you found yourself sanctified. What happened there? Somebody said, every wave sanctifies us. When they went through that, the wilderness, let me tell you what happened to Joshua and those boys. Joshua got sanctified. He sanctified them from that whole, all those people in the wilderness that, of unbelief. Amen. They died in the wilderness. Somebody say sanctified.
Sanctified.
Separated.
Glory to God.
See, God. See, in the end, he'll sanctify again when he separates the sheep from the goats. Somebody say hallelujah. Sanctify him. A sheep doesn't decide to be a sheep. Amen. They just born. Come on now. Someone say thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You can't get a goat. You can't turn a goat into a sheep.
Amen.
Glory to God. Sheep are born.
That's right.
Hallelujah. They just born. How many are glad you've been born in this thing? Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. You can't make your wool. You can't make your horn. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
You've just been born. That's just the way it was. Can't no sheep just say, I'm so glad I decided to be a sheep and made it. You ain't got nothing to boast about. You were born into it.
Hallelujah.
You were born into it. You were born. He's the one that gets the glory. He's the one that gets the praise. Amen.
Amen.
You weren't mutated. You were born.
Glory to God.
You were born into Christianity. You were born into this life. Amen.
Amen.
Because of Jesus.
Amen.
If any man be in Christ, behold, he's a new creature. That's when you became a sheep. Once a sheep. Amen. Always a sheep. Somebody say hallelujah. Born into it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sheep breed sheep. The Lord will do wonders among you. Now listen to this. And Joshua spoke unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over, some say pass over before the people. And they took the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day, somebody say hallelujah. Think about it, people. This day, will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a word. Somebody say that's a passing on of the torch, huh?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. I tell you what, when the Bible says if God promotes somebody, you know, if people put you up, people can take you down. But if God put you up, can nobody take you down?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to have that confidence. You know, if somebody just decides, I'm going to promote you, glory to God. As soon as they say, I'm going to promote you, they can demote you. Amen.
Amen.
But if God does it, somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If man didn't put you there, man can't get you out of there. Come
hallelujah.
On. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody
hallelujah.
Say, thank you, Jesus. If man didn't put you there, they can't get you out of there. If God did it, only God can get you out of it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, before honor, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before honor, there is always what? Humility.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And see, some of y'all don't realize when God does stuff, he makes you feel real low. Amen. Come on now. He just starts just ripping out of your life. Say, what in the world is this? You know, this is gone, that's gone. Amen. I don't feel like nothing. I feel almost, you know, what's going on? Somebody say, right before he gets you up, somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Right before he says, now you've done it. You've stayed faithful. The Bible says he who is faithful with little. Amen.
Amen.
Will be. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say will be. That means you got a promise.
Amen.
That means that's a promise. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory
the promise
God.
Is not that you're going to get much. It means that you'll be faithful when you get much.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. See, that's what the test is. That's what the test is. It's not a question of whether you're going to get it. You're going to get it.
That's
but what
right.
you're going to do once you get it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you're faith, if you can handle a little bit, glory to God, you'll be able to handle a lot.
That's
amen.
Because right.
there are a lot of people that get a lot and can't keep a lot because they couldn't deal with having a little.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. If you, oh, glory to God. Somebody say, if you can handle a little and say, good God, hallelujah. When you get, like Brother Hagin said, you know, if you get to the point where you say, hey, if you're willing to wait forever, then it definitely won't be long.
That's
amen.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't think you're going to be happy with a lot and you haven't learned to deal with what you got.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Hallelujah.
Say, he is our joy. Tomorrow, he's going to work some wonders before you. Somebody say, hallelujah. Stand up right where you are. Did y'all enjoy that tonight? I enjoy church tonight. Look at somebody and say, something's about to happen. You're right in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Say, he's ready to increase you. You better prepare for increase. You hear me? You better get your head together. You better get your heart together. You better get into preparation for increase. That word means something now more than ever. Can you stand to be blessed? Glory to God. Glory to God. If you could stand to it, can you stand to be blessed? You better get prepared. Somebody say, prepare yourself. Listen, listen, listen. That's why he's trying to sanctify you from certain big mouths and stupid stuff. He's preparing you and sanctifying you because tomorrow he's about to work a wonder around you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, he's trying to get all those killjoys out of the way, all those people of no faith. He's trying to get all the people of no belief and no faith and no confidence out of your life. He's trying to sanctify you because he's going to need total obedience.
Hallelujah.
Total agreement and total faith. Somebody say,
hallelujah.
Sanctify yourself.
Hallelujah.
Separate yourself from the unbelief. See, they would have never won the war over there.
Hallelujah.
They would have never gotten the land. Joshua would have never gotten the land. You hear me? He would have never been able to possess the land if he had gone over there with all that unbelief. God had to sanctify him.
Amen.
So that one day he'd be able to shout around the walls of Jericho.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. It took him a long time. Somebody say, what's taking you so long? He's still sanctifying me. He might be waiting for you to drop off. Come on now. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. What you waiting on? Glory to God. Whoa, hallelujah. We having church in here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go on, woman. What you got? You just enjoying it? You got something for us. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Nangi siri de boshana mahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, tomorrow, God is going to work. Do you hear? God is going to work wonders among you. Sanctify. Don't be afraid when he separates you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now lift up holy hands and just wave them and look
praise
what God's done.
Jesus,
Brother Richard, God said you'd be right in the middle of it and look at you. Hallelujah. You didn't have a choice. I know what you've been through the last couple of months. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God knew. He knew the day. He said, that's all right. He'll go through the storm. He'll go through the rain. Amen. He's going to make it through. God's not finished. He's going to perform his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, wait a minute. Go pick up Richard.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you got reservations, you just got reservation. If your name's on a seat, it's going to be there.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Woo! Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Can't nobody take it from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Indeed, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is going to be upon you. Amen. Because you said those words tonight. You said, I'm going to be here. Hallelujah. I'm going to be here. And God said there's going to be a supernatural anointing among you and on you, amen, to encourage people. And you don't have to go through a bunch of words or whatever, but you're going to speak those words. You just stand and you just hold up and you just be there and they will. Glory to God. How? Because there's a revelation on the inside of you that calls you to anchor. And God says you'll be an anchor. Glory to God. You'll be an anchor. Glory to God. You'll be an anchor and you'll be linked. That anointing is coming on you that people might be able to anchor in. Glory to God. When the wind blows, amen, you'll be one. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, shout out high. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So hold on. Somebody say, hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Anchor in. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah, I remember. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, now listen, we're done, but if he's moving on your heart, you better give into it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better give into it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Oh, the glory of the Lord. 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 Kathy, expect Shekinah glory to manifest around you. Expect the Shekinah glory of God to manifest around you. Expect, you've been praying for it, you've been believing for it. God says the Shekinah glory is going to manifest itself around you. The glory of the Lord, 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 the glory of the Lord. Oh, consuming fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He says he's painting a picture. He's putting some things together. Glory to God. He's orchestrating some things. He's putting it all together. Thank God that you've let him move in your life. Hallelujah. He said you frustrated the devil again and again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. He said you just keep frustrating the devil. Glory to God. But you better know it's not you. It's God within you. Hallelujah. It's the plan of God on your life. It's the plan of God within your life and on your life that's causing you to stand when many would have given up, when many would have quit. Amen. God's going to bless you. And you, oh, there's a restoration coming. There's a restoration coming. There is a restoration coming. God said the completion of the storm. Amen. That battle that you went through years ago, you made it through and you've been healed in certain areas, but there are some things that weren't complete. And God said he's going to restore it totally. And you can expect it to manifest even without effort. You can expect it to manifest even in your, you're going to find your body coming into youth again. Hallelujah. You're going to find certain things start to happen to you. Glory to God. God's going to, he said he's commanding a restoration anointing about you. Hallelujah. God says he's going to command the devil to return the years that he's stolen. Glory to God. He's commanding the blessing of God to be upon you. There's a special anointing on you, and God's commanding restoration towards you. Hallelujah. You got anything? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that healing anointing will manifest on you. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my gosh. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. There was an angel I just saw run down the road. I heard heaven shout. Hallelujah. Somebody shout and rejoice.
Hallelujah.
I heard a voice from heaven. Hallelujah. And God said, now is the time to bless her. And I heard an angel commissioned to go out and bless Janice Green. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, boy.
Somebody say, expect a breakthrough. I heard it from, it was so clear, and I saw like a flash of lightning roll down the interstate, and God said, now's the time. Go do it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my mama na sada behind the lebusiki na hene. Oh, glory to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, la mana na lusana mahaya. Thank you, Jesus. You got anything for us, brother? You got anything for us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look, Brother Jesse, you got anything for us? Hallelujah. 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 Love you, girl. You holding strong. Hallelujah. He will complete the work. He will complete the work. He will complete the work. Yes, 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 yes. Every hindrance to the plan of God on your life is broken. Hallelujah. And there's a river flowing right now. There's a river flowing. There's a river flowing towards you right now. In the name of, there's a river flowing towards you right now. Ha, 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 ha. Whiter than snow. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. Ha, 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 ha. And the warring angel goes out before you. The warring angel goes out before you, silencing every tongue that rises against you. Now I hear God saying, watch your mouth. That's mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You know you're already blessed, honey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, just lay your hands on right back there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. She's been just receiving all night long. All night long. Just receiving all night long. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, Brother Jess, I guess we can turn that laptop off. Hallelujah. You're just... thank you. Hallelujah. That's all you can say. Amen. How many of you know, Lord, we couldn't do it without Brother Jesse? Amen. Thank God. Yes, we could. We could do it with God. Amen. But thank God God's doing it through Jesse. Hallelujah. So we ain't going to lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's a sure way to see him go when you start saying stuff like that. Amen. We can't do it without Brother Jesse. God says, what? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes, we could. We could go right along. Hallelujah. Amen. But thank God we're doing it because God's doing it through him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And y'all know it. Amen. Things are good. Amen. How many of you are happy? Remember the word smile. Show your love and appreciation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody say, so good.
So good.
I think we'll get some bumper stickers that say that. Nations Church, so good. Put that song on for me, Brother Jesse. Hallelujah. So good. Something about the Holy Ghost, so good. Encourage the people to come back. Amen. Encourage the people to come back. Oh, hallelujah. Encourage the people to come back. Hallelujah. Encourage the people to come back. Hallelujah. Encourage the people. Hallelujah. And look at Val. God will let you come back to see Brother Richard in church. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. That's right. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Praise God. Did you do? I did it. Hallelujah.